Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. Another week. We are here with you. I am joined today with my lovely co-host, Mr. Laurence Birch. Hello, Laurence. How are you?
I'm rattling you. Try to cleanse you. I'm good. How are you?
How is that? Is that what that is?
Be gone, demonic forces. Stop tormenting my buddy Michael. Is it working? You feel
mm-hmm.
cleansed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Amazing. Thank you.
You're
amazing.
Welcome. Yep.
Yeah.
It's about time, huh?
I thought it was a baby rattle.
You thought it was a baby rattle? Yeah. It took you mm-hmm. back. You had a rebirthing experience.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, you're feeling the pacifier and everything. Yeah.
Crazy.
Hopefully you stay conscious.
Well, welcome, sir.
No message. Welcome. Yes. Welcome to you. My
welcome
favorite,
to you.
Affable, lovely co-host. Mr. Michael J. Espinoza, the one, the only, the psychic to the stars.
Psychic to the stars, yes. Thank you, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man with a
cast. So how's your week been?
It's been hot, just with us, weather-wise. You sent all the hot weather up here. It's 6 o'clock and it's like 97 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
This is the Northwest. We don't get this kind of weather. Not for as long as we have. For a week? It's not good.
I'm sorry. That's sad.
It makes the rust that we've accumulated all winter long flake off in chunks. Scary.
Yeah, weather's crazy. Crazy.
Yep.
I had something I wanted to discuss and see if you've ever encountered something like this. So
okay.
Here we go. And so this is for our viewers, our listeners, not viewers yet, they're listeners. So anyway, I had this, the remote viewers, exactly. So I had a healing on a client, mm-hmm. a pranic healing. And mm-hmm. When I was cleaning the aura, it was interesting. I could feel, how can I explain this? I felt two scenarios in her aura. And first one was, it almost felt like there was an attachment or something there.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt it, but didn't feel it. And so I was kind of confused. So I just kept working and, you know, asked for clarity as I was working on what was going on. And then I felt another instance where it felt like somebody's energy. And as I kept working, what I discovered was the way it felt to me, these energies in her aura, they were Prussians, which to me, I've never discovered that before. And this time it was almost feeling the impression of, I guess, so one instance was where this person had lived. There was a ghost in the house. And it, I guess, used to bother her. And so I felt that. And then the second instance was a another, she had a reading done by a psychic, and the psychic told her that she had an attachment. And the psychic became very fearful and almost didn't want to work with her because of the attachment she thought that she saw, the energy that she perceived.
Okay.
But as I was working, I did not feel the attachment. I was aware of there was a being there, but it felt to me like it was an imprint. And the only other time I've seen this happen, but it was different. It wasn't the imprint on a person's aura, but it was an imprint in somebody's home. I was in this client's home, and I was doing work on her, pranic healing, and I kept sensing a woman walking back and forth, like standing in the foyer of her home. She lived, this was back in New York, and, you know, walking back and forth. And so she confirmed that probably did happen, but like back in the 20s. And what she had told me, and also too, I kept seeing like the woman in like a negligee, like sexy lingerie. And what she told me was, the apartment building that they lived in, she lived in, when it was built back in the 20s, or in the 20s, it was used as a brothel. And so the women would leave their doors open and the men would come and choose an apartment. And so she said they would stand in the doorway there. So, you know, that... And I've heard that before, where other mediums talk about, you know, impressions left in a home of things happening.
Like
but
a basic
I've
energy.
Never felt it. Yeah. I've never felt it, an imprint on somebody's aura. So I thought that was really interesting to feel that. Yeah.
Is that,
what are your thoughts?
Is that client particularly impressionable? Like, are they, would you say that they're more sensitive than your average client, or receptive to things, or open, or your impression of them?
No, I don't think they're super impressionable. I think she was very intelligent and aware. And yeah, but she became concerned when the psychic said she saw something in her aura and she didn't want to work with her anymore. So she became concerned then. And then so what she thought about was, she thought back to the time that they had the ghost in the home. The apartment that she used to live in, and she had the ghost. So she became concerned, thinking, oh no, this thing attached to me and I'm not aware of it. But yeah, I thought that was really interesting. So,
so when you were well, can I ask you some more questions about your experience first?
No.
Yeah, so when you were working with Aurora, did you end up settling on that there was an attachment or an entity of some sort, or did you end up ultimately deciding that that wasn't what was going on and it was just this impression in both cases? Or something else?
I decided as time went on that it was just the impression. Because usually if there's an attachment, the energy is much stronger. And and then I'll say, you can find it somewhere on the body or connected to the aura. You can find the attachment there.
Uh-huh. And it wasn't active, right? It wasn't like manipulating her in some way or giving suggestions, and it didn't resist you probing it, or it was just kind of a passive energy loop.
Thanks. So,
have I encountered that? I guess it, you know, it's interesting that you're placing it in her aura somewhere, you know, because there are schools of thought that make distinctions between different layers, I guess I'd say, of auras, right? Energy bodies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mental, astral, all that. And things can certainly get lodged there, right? They can get stuck or sticky, or, you know, things can, turbulence or rifts, or, you know, however you want to talk about it. I've definitely had clients and, you know, friends that I've worked with who've had you know, maybe the best way to describe it is an emotional or psychological attachment or a fixed point, you know, something that it's usually trauma of some kind that they've experienced and it's stuck with them. And, you know, you can feel it before you get into anything, you know, deeper. Like it's something that projects out from them. Like they're really angry about something, or they've got, you know, this intense way about them, and then, you know, probe a little deeper and you get the origin of it, the roots of what's going on with them and why, you know, they're stuck in this pattern. So I think it's, you know, maybe similar to what you're talking about, but not really the same thing, I guess. So I guess I'd have to say, no, I haven't. But I know what you mean, and I know what you mean about, you know, the difference between, you know, in structures like houses or other places where there's been, you know, an event that's happened that's created a particularly strong residue, you know, energy residue. And it's just like somebody's set up, you know, a television in the corner, and it's tuned to a particular station. It just keeps playing the same thing over and over again, like a record player. But it's on an etheric plane, it's on an energetic plane, and unless you are aware or attuned to that, you're not going to sense it, but it's there just doing its thing, you know, for whatever reason, over and over again. But it doesn't have a spirit attached to it, or a soul, or a, you know, a personhood. It's just, you know, it's created its own kind of energy pattern that has imposed it there, whatever.
It's like a hologram.
I think that's right. Yeah, in a way. Yeah, spiritual hologram might be a good term for it. Yeah. Yeah. So were you able to, so it sounded like you discussed this with your client, and they, you know, made some connection. Where did the session go from there? Did you feel like it was something that needed resolving, or did you work on it or do other things? Or
we just cleaned it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that you have this smudge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grease stain on the on a countertop. So here we have it on the aura, and you just clean it away.
And that was
because there's really not much more to remove.
So what do you think the person that she saw before, the practitioner she saw before, perceiving? Do you think they misperceived what you saw, and thought it was an actual entity and that spooked them, or was it something else? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah. That's, uh-huh. I mean, that's the conclusion I came to, was that uh-huh. the other person perceived it as a being attached to her. And uh-huh. so, yeah. So at first, because I felt it, and uh-huh. I thought, oh, maybe there's something here.
Sure.
But it didn't go any further, because if there's attachments and there's a being attached to the person, there's an intelligence behind it, right? And here it just, I got the quick impression, and then that was it. And then it stopped. Mm-hmm. It didn't go further, and I didn't feel any connections to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that really, you know, that really underscores how critically important it is, you know, when you're doing this work. Number one, you know what you're doing. That always helps. But also that, you know, you make sure to stay grounded and clear about, and I would say even questioning, you know, skeptical maybe, but definitely questioning what the information is that you're getting, so you can be, you know, as accurate as possible. Because it's, you know, if you do this often enough, you have a whole catalog of experiences and memories and, you know, other people's situations that can get set off by having a client with a similar issue. And that can, you know, if you're not really grounded, that can disorient you, and you can start misinterpreting the information that you're being given, you know, like it sounds like that other practitioner did. So, yeah. Gotta watch out for mission drift. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's going to happen. It's not like every time you're like spot on, boom, 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 boom. But it's important to be able to catch yourself, you know, because you don't want to,
right.
You don't want to scare the client, and you don't want to like go off of inaccurate perceptions. But yeah, it does happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it was.
Should we take some calls?
Good outcome. Yeah, it sounds like it was a good outcome for
it
the
was.
Session that you were able to clear out. And...
Yeah.
Mhm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for you. Good for them.
So that was nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think she has? Do you think this was like a one-time kind of thing for her, or is this something that she has? A predilection for us to be susceptible to these energy patterns showing up?
Well,
you know?
she felt like a sponge. I mean, she's, you know,
mm-hmm.
Psychic herself, and she's a healer. And so, but something about her energy, I also picked up that she just, very open and impressionable to energies.
Uh-huh. So did you talk about prevention, like her, you know, cleansing herself regularly or smudging or our, you know, protective mantras or whatever, or did that come up?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she knows how to do all that. So I really didn't go into it.
Got it.
Yeah. She was just okay. Unaware that thing left an impression, energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she just became concerned that it attached itself. It might have attached itself to her.
Yeah.
That's a concern. That's a good concern to have.
Yeah, it's better to be aware
right.
of that, for sure.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. and take some calls. We have a lot of callers tonight.
Let's go to the phones. Take those calls.
Let's go to the phone. Let's take some calls. All right. So when we come to you, tell us your name and where you're calling from. I think we have one here that's listening on their computer, so I don't know if they have a headphones that they can listen to us. So if you are listening from your computer, hello. Hello, computer listener. Are you there? Can you hear us? Bonjour. Hello. Computer listener. No.
Maybe they're on, okay. On receive only, not transmit.
Yeah. Right? Okay. All right. So the next one is area code 442. Hello, 442. What's your name and where
Hello.
Are you calling from?
Hello. I'm a first-time caller. I was led to you. My name is Kello. My name is Carolyn, and I'm in San Diego. And I'm not sure what your format is, but any message would be welcome. I'm at a particular, just to say, crescendo of my life where I can use some positive or supportive messages that would be, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see what's going on. So this is Michael, Carolyn, and so the image that your guides gave me, one of the things, the image that they gave me, I see a road, and in this road there are a lot of rocks and boulders.
That's a very
bumpy.
Apt metaphor. Sorry. That's a right on. That's an apt metaphor. Obstacles and blockage.
Yeah.
Sisyphus personified.
Yeah. So let's see what they say about this image. Thank you. They just said it's kind of like you got some more work to do in front of you. It doesn't feel like this is going to end very quickly. And they're saying it, a lot of this is tied to you doing some inner work. Do you understand that?
Not exactly, because my time is running out and my whole life has been doing inner work. I'm at the risk of sounding immodest, a light worker. And yes, but let's just say my time is in this dimension is anyway. But yeah, I'm always positive, and no matter what the obstacle,
mm-hmm.
If I can't go over, I'll go under, around, whatever. And
mm-hmm.
I'm constantly
mm-hmm.
working, constantly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any clearing you all could do would be welcome. Sorry.
They're also showing me like a pitchfork and or a pick and digging around the boulders, like digging and to remove the obstacles.
Well, the pitchfork is apt because I associate that with, let's just say, dark or demonic energy, which is, let's just say, it's been an aspect of my life since the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, are you using that as a metaphor or literally?
Both.
So I'm hearing chanting. Do you chant?
No. I have a wonderful Tibetan bowl that I I'm very attuned, again, to continue with our metaphor, or a new one, to vibrations and sounds. And in fact, one of the latest, if you will, no matter what they do, let's just say to undermine me, I'm now losing my hearing, but I'm very attuned to sounds and vibrations, and I don't chat, but I do commune.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I would suggest that you maybe try chanting as well, if you can put that into your practice. You know, just even chanting Om. From what it's done for me and what I've seen, it helps to clear a lot of energies. It kind of acts as like a sandpaper, if you will, to dissolve and start removing blockages. And so you might want to try that. Let's see.
Thank you. I will. I'm constantly trying to clear and surround myself with the divine white light and et cetera, mm-hmm. above, around, below. As I say, spirit mm-hmm. loves support from the top of my head, the tip of my toes, from halo to soul. I'm constantly, trying to restore the white light, the positive, anyway, let's just say I've been stalked by a lot of dark energy. I've had the dubious honor of being told that I'm a prize for that sort of energy. And that's why it's so persistent.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I know and believe is, being a light worker, and which you said you do, right? We're connected to the divine.
I do, and sorry. Yes, I do, and I am the spark strong within me.
Mm-hmm. And so when we're connected to the divine, especially when we're when we're aware of it, right? When we're doing this work, and when we connect to the divine, nothing can really harm us. Bringing in that energy, making room for the divine energy to come in, nothing can harm us. And be aware of that. And when those lower energies try to bother you and connect and entangle with you, bring in the higher beings and you tell them to talk to the bouncers. They're like, you got to talk to the guys at the door here. They're going to take care of you. I'm not going to do it. They're going to take care of you. And
my mantra is, no matter what you throw at me, and they have done a lot of damage, trust me. You cannot compromise, no matter what. My nickname is Jobina. No matter what you hurl at me, I will not. I will always stay true to my inner core and light, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you. They just showed me, as you move forward, the rocks will become smaller and smaller, but it feels like they're going to be there still. It doesn't feel like you're going to go to a flat surface, but it will get better.
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. But, well, yeah. You two, and I thank you so much. You're so kind to take my call. I just feel so blessed that I got through to you. Any clearing that you can do would be greatly appreciated, because I know you have both have very strong energy and that capacity. So that would be such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll send you healing energy. Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you.
Lawrence, do you have anything for her? For Carolyn?
I might, yeah. Carolyn, you know, it's interesting, right, when you came on the show, the word and image that came up for me was fish. And so I sat with that and I thought, well, you know.
Lawrence, the audio just broke up. Oh, sorry.
Did it?
This happens, the gremlin effect. When you, thank you so much for adding, but when you said the word that came up to me, all of a sudden the audio, could you repeat the word, please?
The word was fish, F-I-S-H.
Oh, fish. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah,
yeah,
I relate to that because I'm a Capricorn and I'm a sea goat and I love the earth and the sea. So anyway, anything to do with oceans or, yeah, that resonates with me.
Yeah, so what, you know, so I just was like, okay, well, show me more about what that, you know, is about for you. And, you know, they said that you would benefit from actually creating opportunities for you to commune with some fish energy. You know, something as simple as having a goldfish in a bowl at your house that you could.
Yeah, I love fish. I've always had them. Salt water, even.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 Well, I don't know if you have an aquarium at home or not, but
I've,
you know,
always tried to have one through the years, but again, the dark energy sort of interferes. But yeah, I really relate to that. And if I could physically get to the ocean and be submersed in it, mm-hmm. I'm now almost completely disabled, but I sense
mm-hmm.
that too. It's healing and positive, and yeah,
mm-hmm.
An affirmation. Sorry,
mm-hmm.
sorry, Lawrence. I didn't mean to speak over you visibly.
Okay.
That's a
yeah. Well, short of, you know, being able to get yourself to, I know San Diego has some pretty, and La Jolla has some pretty amazing aquariums and things like that. You know, you can access things digitally maybe, and just, you know, something as basic as just having kind of a fish video that you watch. I think you're going to derive a lot of calming, strengthening energy from it, and probably some cleansing energy as well. There's something resonating within you that is in alignment with sea life, and like you mentioned, you know,
yeah.
It's been something to work with, but I think welcoming
mm-hmm.
it back in a intentional spiritual way, I think you're going to find will not only help clarify some things for you that you've been, you know, struggling with, but also are going to help strengthen you so that you can work
rebound.
Work to improve the quality of some of the things that have been going on with you. But I would, you know, in whatever way you can avail yourself of that, you know, and however you can introduce it and have it be something that's a regular part of your life, drawing upon the energy of the ocean and the life within it, I think is really, you know, like a tonic for you at this stage. So that would be why.
That's really well said. Yeah, I'm so
mm-hmm.
aware that that's from whence I came, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Lawrence. That confirms what I've been feeling, and thank you so much. Thank you both, Michael, my favorite guardian angel, and Lawrence. Thank you so much. And I just feel so blessed. I didn't imagine that I would be able to speak to you. So thank you, thank you. And blessings and love and light to the both of you.
Blessings to you. Thank you for calling, Carolyn. We wish you well.
Over
all
and
the
out.
Best. Let us know how it goes. All righty.
Thank you.
Onward and upward.
Bye-bye. So we say OAO.
There you go. Ahoy.
Onward and upward. All right. Wow. That was interesting. All right. You ready for another call, sir?
I think so. Yep.
Can you handle it?
I can handle it. Can you handle it?
I think so. Here we go. Yeah. Area code 630. There we go.
Hi.
630. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
I got through. Hi, it's Dion.
Hey, Dion.
Hi, Dion. How are you?
Your biggest fan.
How's Florida?
The platinum caller. The platinum fan. Platinum tier fan. How are you, Dion?
Well, I have a story that I want to share with you to see if this is my ticket to Florida.
Okay.
So, but wait, I have one question before. I kind of feel like your show is spiritual development or psychic development in a way. When you were talking about your client and the energy, I remember the guy who cut my hair a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about how energy never dies and like nothing ever leaves the universe, you know. So in terms of the building that the lady was living in, I mean, I heard it called the footprint, right? So like the footprint of the energy was still in the building, but it's because the energy never died. So maybe like the people that did work in that profession or the clientele that visited that building, maybe they just liked it there. And so I guess what I'm trying to get at is like if energy never dies, because people never die, right? Because our soul is in our body and our bodies die, but we don't, like our souls don't die. Is that why like the energy was attaching to her? Because it was just still at that building and she just so happened to be collateral damage?
It's almost kind of like it's an imprint, right? There is no intelligence behind it. It's just kind of like, you know, if you dipped your, you walked into mud, right? And then you walked forward and you left imprints of mud on the floor. It's like a residue that's left there.
Like your DNA.
Kind of, yeah. But it's energy, right? And also, too, part of it was because the women would stand in the doorway of her apartment. And it's kind of like when we practice rituals, right? They become imprinted in the space that we perform the ritual. And so that's what happened, right? So this was their ritual. They'd open the door. They'd stand in the doorway, probably waiting for a customer to come and okay, he's not coming. Let me go get something to drink. Let me come back. Let me look. So, you know, the energy builds up in that space. And I'm sure when they stood there, there's some intent there of I need a client. I need some money today, tonight, whatever, right? There's intent there with a purpose of getting a client. And so that makes the energy stronger. And so it can anchor the energy into the space more. But there was no consciousness to it. There's nobody behind it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'm glad that she came to you and you were able to help her, though. That was a very interesting story. Like, I always like all of your stories and, like, all of your thought processes behind. That's why I call all the time, because I feel like I'm learning so much, you know.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you, Dion. And you would love all my caftans as well.
I'm sure I would.
Match my story.
Do you ever post them on Instagram?
No, I should though, right?
Yeah, I'll look for them.
Okay.
I'll look for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my story, because I know that you probably have other callers, and I just want to, what, you want to tell me something?
Yep. Oh, I was going to say, do you have a question?
Okay, so here's what I did this week. On Monday, I got a hold of, I got information on two separate production companies. They both work with, one works with Lifetime movies, and the other one works with Netflix. And sometimes these two production companies work together. So I know I got really lucky. Like, I guess it was just time for me to connect the dots. But anyway, so on Monday, I sent out copies of my books to each office. And one office is strictly males and, or masculine energy. And the other office is female feminine energy. It's like, there's just split down the middle, which, but I like how they work together. But anyway, and so I was able to get a hold of one of the gentlemen that works for the mail company, and he did connect with me online, and I let him know that, you know, like I found a copy of my book, and, you know, like I'd be interested in working with each other, or, you know, if you want to work with each other. How do you feel about both the companies? And if they want to work with me, or with the possibility of us all working together, you know, I mean, I feel good about both of them, but because I like their backgrounds, but I don't know how they're going to feel about working with me.
So just so I'm completely understanding this, there's two production companies. One's more male, we'll call that the number one, and one, the other one's more female, number two. And you want to know how it will be working with both of them or one of them?
Right, like, do you,
did I understand that?
I haven't. Yeah, like, is there an opportunity for me to work with either company or possibly both companies? Because sometimes they work together.
Okay. Are these from the same company?
No, but they're both in California. So, like, the mail company works primarily producing Lifetime movies, and the female
mm-hmm.
company primarily works with Netflix.
Okay. Got it. Lawrence, you want to go first? Do you have anything there?
Well, I can relate what's coming up for me. So, Dion, you're dealing with them directly. You don't have an agent in between or anything like that who's shopping your work. Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't have an agent. Just independent.
So what came up for me, you know, and this is an option, but would be for you to book a meeting with them in person, the feminine group, and actually fly out and have a sit down with them. I think that's your best opportunity to have a shot at actually getting something produced. So, you know, that's obviously a big commitment on your part of resources and time, but that, you know, that's, I think, number one, it's going to make the most impression on them, because I think when people don't really get the full measure of you until they experience you in person, and I know, you know, Michael and I haven't had that amazing opportunity yet. We're only blessed to hear you via the sound waves, but, you know, when you talked about, you know, your book signing and the other things you've done, I think it's, you know, it's really obvious that you have a very charismatic side to you that comes out when you're interacting with people in person, especially if it's a one-on-one situation. So that, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, but that would be like the ideal scenario for you to chart a path towards the success that you're angling for. And I think it will also give you a ton of connections because once you link up with them, they're going to be able to turn you on to a whole host of other people who could act as resources for you for a number of things. So how's that
sound? That sounds like something like I have to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything coming in?
Yeah. So I'm kind of getting more, I feel both right now are good options. I feel both are good, but it feels like the male one is better.
I kind of felt that too, but I didn't want to say anything because I wanted to see if you, I just wanted to know if like my intuition was on. I feel like you, for some reason too, like he would be more, and the reason, and I don't know, but it's because like his background work, he's worked with a lot of female victims. And I just feel like through his work, he would be able to like feel the impact, or I'm probably not saying it right, but I just felt like his experience with his work, he would be able to grasp it a little better. I don't know, but I did like him better too, just right off the bat. I felt like he was quicker to pick up on things, and I don't know. I don't want to keep like talking because I know you have other people, but yeah, I feel like the male too. Masculine.
To me, that feels more open. Yeah.
Okay. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope I do get to California.
So we're excited
for
you.
I'll let you know. Thank you.
Yeah, let us know. Absolutely. How it goes.
Well, because you're in California,
that's exciting,
right?
Yes, I am.
Are you by L.A.?
I'm in L.A. County, yeah.
Okay, so if I go there, I'll let you know. Maybe we can hook up for coffee.
Yeah.
Never know.
That's possible.
Yeah,
all right,
maybe
my
he'll
dear.
Let you try.
Well,
thanks, guys.
Tell me what?
Maybe Michael will let you try on one of his caftans, Diva.
Well, I have gone to his website, and I have done some research. So I know some of his work from what he posts. I've been to his website a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be interesting. Like, I can picture it in my head because he does a lot of healing work. I mean, I know you do too, Lawrence, but Lawrence, it seems like you're involved with a lot of, like, herbs and healing herbs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to talk to trees.
They can't run away from leaves and branches.
Hundreds of years of wisdom.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a root system.
Yeah, he's great with herbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and they,
he's great
they
with herbs.
That's right. Yep, and their bark's worse than their bite.
Well, thank you for calling, Dion.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You know how it goes.
All righty.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, thanks, Dion. It was so nice to hear her voice, have her call in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like she's got options, so that's good.
Yeah. That's exciting. Good for her doing that.
No
More
kidding.
Power to you, Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know if you need
All right.
Help produce.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Is
well,
it is it lightning round
time?
Is it lightning
it's
round?
It's the lightning round. Yep. So here we go. Let's try to get to as many callers as we can. And here we go. Area code 434. Hello, 434. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Khalil Reed, and I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hello. Can you say your name again?
Khalil.
Reed.
Khalil. Hi, Khalil.
Yeah.
Hi, Khalil.
Khalil Gibran.
Hey, how you doing? Yep.
Welcome.
Good.
Thank you. One of the things I noticed is a lot of the people that like helped me out, they have anxiety too, and I was wondering if it's meant for me to come around other people that can relate when I'm having anxiety, if that's like God's plan. And a lot of them have some similarities to me too. Like if I need help or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I think Spirit does that with us. I think God will put people on our path that are dealing with very similar situations. And to help, it's not only to see that it's to see that people are dealing with something that you're dealing with. But
yeah.
Also, too, sometimes it could be informational where they say, hey, I went to this person, they really helped me, or I do this, I use this. And you get you can exchange information with them and also for support as well. So, I think if we're praying about it and asking God, right, to help us with this is a process. To work through this stuff that we have. And this is one way of God acknowledging, saying, yes, I hear your prayers. Look, here's some people that are dealing with what you're dealing with. And so, explore the relationships, right? Really start to open up and talk to these people if you feel the connection there, right?
Right.
What were you going to say?
And see, the other thing is, sorry about that. Sorry for cutting you off. Other thing I noticed is a lot of the people that have anxiety are either like younger than me, or either they wear glasses or they're shorter than me. They have some vulnerabilities too, whether it's their weight, their height, or anything. A lot of them are wearing glasses too.
Yeah.
And I wear glasses as well. I don't know if that has anything to do with anxiety or not.
I haven't seen any correlation between people that wear glasses and anxiety. I don't know about anything about that. Do you have anything for Khalil?
Khalil, do you, you said you interact with people. Do you participate in or run any kind of a support group for people with anxiety?
No, I talk to my counselors, and I have a counselor that takes me out. And when I get anxiety, they talk to me. And I've also had, some CIT-trained people that have helped me out, too.
Mm-hmm. I think, it might be really beneficial. You know, what I'm picking up from you is that you're kind of a high-functioning anxiety person, right? In other words...
Yeah, I'm autistic.
Yeah, well, yeah, so there's that aspect of who you are, and then also you've got maybe a better grip or even a different perspective than most people do on how you deal with your anxieties that I think other people would benefit from interacting with, and you're the kind of person who could, help bring people together. So, something to consider if it doesn't make you feel too anxious, obviously, is maybe starting just a peer for people with anxiety, so you could, you know, get together and support each other and also learn from each other and just get a chance to socialize in a way that wouldn't be anxiety promoting. How do you feel about
that? That would sound good. Mm-hmm. That would sound good. I would just need help doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would talk to your counselors about making that happen and see what they think, get some feedback from them, and then go from there.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling, Khalil. Good luck.
Thank you.
Yes. Good luck to you, Khalil. All the best.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of people have anxiety now, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Being around you makes me anxious. It used to make me calm, but not anymore. It's because I'm worried about you.
Well, no, I think
all
that's
those bad decisions
you've been
making. Well, it's all those bad decisions.
No,
I think it's because you stopped.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You stopped your meds. I think.
I know you think eating a lot of bananas every day is going to help keep you from getting monkeypox, Michael, but I don't think that's a medically sound way of doing it. It's not good. You need to take more steps for prevention.
Quiet time. It's quiet time. Let's put our listening ears on, and we're going to go to the phones again.
Okay.
And it's lightning round. And here we go, area code 201. This is Jersey. Who's calling from Jersey?
Silence.
Hello, Jersey. No Jersey?
Oh,
going
there's
once,
something there.
Going twice.
I think there's...
Hello, Jersey, area code 201.
Hello.
There we go.
There you are. Hello.
Yes. Hi. I'm sorry.
Hi. What's your
name? I just was trying to go into a quieter place.
Okay.
I have a question about.
What's your name?
Lily.
What's your name?
My name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Mm-hmm. I'm Michael.
Are you calling from Jersey?
Yeah.
Jackie from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
And
how can we help you, Jackie?
My question is, I want to see what the guys have to, say regarding two relatives that create a lot of disharmony. One is in my house, and one is outside the house. Just trying to figure out how to handle the situation with them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for help from your guides on how to deal with these people?
Yes, one of them is my son, and another one is my sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to preface the information with the guides will never tell us what to do in any situation. We have to make that decision ourselves. But they will give us their opinion on something, but it's up to us to make a decision and act on that decision. Okay?
Yes.
I'm going to tune in now. Do you have anything, Lawrence?
I just got a message from legal reminding me to mention that everything that we say on the show is for entertainment purposes only. So we're not legal advisors, financial advisors, or relationship advisors. We're just entertainers.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's our thing. We just don't want to get sued by anybody because we're saving up for a trip to the Bahamas. Jackie, do are you comfortable sharing maybe the initials of your son and sister, just so I can get
My son is N, M like Mars,
and
okay. my sister is A like Alice.
Okay. Here's what I have. I think your son's a complicated guy. I think he means well, but he's really working through what I would just kind of categorize as issues of control and maybe even self-control. I don't think he's got a really good understanding of how much effect he has on you and other people in his life. And unfortunately, that's not something you can really, you know, just give him in a box and he'll get it and receive it and understand it. He's got to have some experiences outside of his environment in order to grow that way.
You said I had to get him outside of his environment?
I think anything you can encourage him to do, even if it's, just him traveling to the next town over or having an experience.
He keeps saying that he's going to leave, he's going to move. And to be honest with you, I want him to move.
Sure.
I'm just concerned about my granddaughter because both him and the mother are young.
Yeah,
I think
right.
I would like to get him out of the environment and, you know, so that he would be less dependent and, you know, deal with his, you know, make his choices outside of my house.
Mm-hmm. I think facilitating that would be good for everybody involved. And, you know, you can always make sure that you keep your connection to your granddaughter by offering to, you know, take her for the weekend or during the week or, you know, whatever would work with everybody's schedule so that you have connection and you can check in with her and see how things are going, you know, with her situation. As far as your sister goes, I'll just say, and I don't know how accurate this is, but there's a part of your sister that's kind of aggressive, maybe even violent, or has been in the past, and just how she's dealt with people. I also sense that there's some self-harm that she's done. That you've kind of been drawn into, even though you haven't wanted to be. So there's a lot of...
And I'm trying to figure it out, because I haven't really been in contact with her, right, on and off for like the last 11 years. When my mother transitioned, and she created a lot of issues. And then I hadn't seen her in almost 4 years, and she just popped up this week. And, you know, I've been told things that she says. And she's been, you know, I don't know what she's been doing, but I have heard some things from other people about her. But when she's in my presence, she put her best foot forward. I don't trust her at all because she, you know, I'm just trying to see what's her angle at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the best thing you can do is to be honest with yourself about how you feel with her and not try to do things out of or because she's family or you feel a debt to your mom or you know, whatever you've done in the past.
No, she caused a lot of issues. I'm just trying to figure out how to handle her popping up.
Right. I think if you can be compassionate with her and have that kind of attitude, then that feels authentic to you and sincere, that's great. But if that's not there, you know, don't try to manufacture it. But I would say, you know, the best thing to do is really be clear about your boundaries with her and understand that, you know, by doing that and displaying that, that's actually helping her. She may not perceive it as such. She may feel like you're, you know, rebuffing her or keeping her away or not letting her in. But, you know, you have to communicate to her, you know, if you feel safe enough to do so, that this isn't just going to happen just because you show up and this is something you want. You have to demonstrate to me that you can earn my trust and respect back. And if you can't do that, that's fine. You know, I still care about you, but I'm not going to let you, you know, hurt me or do anything that's going to disrupt, you know, my way of life like you've done in the past. It's not okay, and you should acknowledge that. So, you know, if you hear her, apologize.
She's standing in a bitter place.
Mm-hmm.
She's very bitter and sneaky.
Right. Well, that's how she's been able to get her needs met, is to be manipulative. But you can tell her that that's not going to work with you, and if she wants to, you know, turn over a new leaf with you, you're totally ready for that, but she has to start stepping up to the plate. That's not for you to do for her. That makes sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Michael, do you have anything for Jackie from Jersey?
Yeah, the information that I was receiving, Jackie, is you need to protect yourself more. It feels like you have a very good heart and you want to do what's right, but not all the time it's good for you. And it feels like at times you put other people before yourself. And I understand there are times when we need to really help people, especially when they're in need of it. But also you need to protect yourself as well. And if it's not going to serve you and you think it's going to bring you harm, you should rethink doing that thing and really protect yourself. Okay?
Absolutely. I mean, this sister does spiritual things and she tries to pretend that she doesn't. And I'm just wondering if what's going on with my son is a result of what she's doing. You know, because even the other night, she brought up voodoo to me, and she said someone was working voodoo and getting readings. So I know she went somewhere and got a reading, but I don't know who she was trying to imply was working voodoo.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, if anything, I think she's the one that she has the motive, because she's trying to get some money out of me that she doesn't deserve. I don't have it either.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not my mother. You know, she did what she did to my mother. And it's ironic because now my son is dealing with me the very same way she dealt with my mother. So, and I didn't raise him that way. And I'm just trying to figure out because he always distracts me when I really need to focus and get some very important matters done. And I just feel like they're doing something to him to get to me.
I don't get that. I'm not picking that up.
So when she mentioned voodoo, she was trying to warn me, or she was trying to feel me out?
I think she's trying to scare you. That's what I get. Mm. She's trying to scare you. Yeah. And your son is just who your son is, and he's not being manipulated. Okay. Well, all the best to you, Jackie.
In terms of protecting myself, what do you mean protect myself? How, my feelings or spiritually? Because sometimes I do feel like I need to die.
Say that again, that last part.
I'm sorry?
Say that last part again. I didn't catch that because you said sometimes
I do feel like I'm under attack. There's times when I feel like I'm under attack, so I either have to go into deep meditation and grounding and, you know, I'll smudge and I'll sage when things just start to be like off. I can feel when it's off. I'm very impassive.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that can come with her just sending you negative thoughts. Doesn't have to be voodoo, right? When we send a negative thought to somebody, that goes to them and that sticks in the aura. And, you know, some people feel it and some people don't. And it sounds like you feel a lot because you're, like you said, an empath. So, you know, I think, you know, it sounds like you should be protecting yourself on all levels, right? Physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually against your sister.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because I didn't realize she's jealous because I'm married. You know, I've struggled. My husband and I have struggled from day one. She popped up because he just recently got ill, and she claimed she was coming to see him, you know, how much she cared. But in the same visitation, some things that came out of her mouth didn't make sense. And, you know, she said something to someone else that I'm like, why even pop up if that's the way that you're really thinking, you know? So I know that she never had good intentions for me. She's always been adversarial with me, and I'm like 6 years younger than her. You know, she did a lot of
To bless her. Yeah, just continue to bless her, send her love, and try to keep your distance from her as much as possible. Okay.
Okay.
And good luck to you, Jackie. We wish you all the best.
Out. You'll be all right.
Yeah. They will. Let's see. Well, guess what, sir?
You won the lottery?
I've got
my
tickets.
You're gonna pay me that $20 you owe me finally?
I'll give you two $20 bills.
Whoa,
get out. Yep. Well, I am so sad. It's already that time. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. Thank you for spending this hour with us. We appreciate all of you. Be sure to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also follow us on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and Google platforms where they have podcasts. And we appreciate you. So we'll see you back here next week, 6 p.m. Pacific time. My friend, thank you for being here. Thank you for being a lovely co-host.
You're welcome.
I appreciate you. Yeah.
I'm glad that you're finally admitting that in public. That's a good sign.
So why don't you take us out?
I will take, well, we got to say how to contact us, right? I think that's important.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. You're so eager run on to your thing. Well, the other thing is, this was our fifth and last show in July. So when we reconvene next week, we'll be in August. So the summer is progressing. It's happening fast. Contact. I'll just go first. My contact information, should you wish to know more, is 541-344-7534. Call or text. Email is givingtree@earthlink.net. And my website is givingtreefarm.com. So, Mr. Miguelito, how do people get in touch with you if they want to know more?
MichaelJEspinoza.com. Go to my website.
There you go. Easy peasy.
Easy,
all right.
Easy,
well, thanks to the spirit. That's right. Don't be choosy. Thanks to the spirit. Thanks to Michael. Thanks to you, our lovely listeners, and the people at Blog Talk for making all this happen. We can't do it without you. Come back and see us next week and check out our archives. We've got almost 100 shows for you to listen to. So it's always something happening at the There's always something fun happening at the Psychic Funhouse.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next week. Bye-bye.